to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up.
Hello, Dolphin fans, and thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily. I'm your host, Steven Masso, on this Thursday, October the 10th. Now, guys, in this episode, we're going to be going over some of the comments made by Jerome Baker. A lot of people are very angry with it, whereas some people agree, so that's going to be discussed in this episode. We're going to be taking a little bit of a look forward to the game against the Washington Redskins, what some are calling the Tua Bowl already. So I'm going to be just discussing some of the things that I'm going to be looking for in that game, and just a general outlook on the Dolphins versus the Washington Redskins when it comes to that first overall pick. So we begin the episode with the comments that were made by Dolphins linebacker Jerome Baker, and this has a lot of people on Twitter very mad. Well, Jerome Baker said, and I quote, "You're not a real fan if you're rooting for us to lose, no matter what the reason is. We try to win every chance we get. If we come up short, it's not because we come up short for the future. I've seen the tanking and all that. From the outside looking in, you essentially think we're just tanking, but we go out there and we try to perform. If you are not performing, they get you out of here. Every guy wants to play well and ultimately stay as long as we can." Close quote. So a lot of people are very mad about the initial part of this quote, that you're not a real fan if you're rooting for us to lose, no matter what the reason is. So before we get into that, I first want to say that there are certain responses from athletes that you kind of have to expect and also just accept that that's what they're going to say. Like if you ask an athlete who the best player in the league is at their position, more than likely they're always going to say it's them, whether it actually is at the time or not. That's how athletes, that's their mind state. They always feel like they're the best out there. They have to feel confident in their own abilities to play at that high level. That's typically always the response you're going to get. So when it came to Jerome Baker's response to this question, it was kind of that same approach in my mind. This was something that I was expecting him to say if he was prompted with a question asking about this. I would have been very shocked if you were to say something along the lines of, "It's okay for fans to not root for us to win." That would be shocking to me. So the fact that he's just saying, "Don't root for us to lose," is kind of an obvious approach that I would figure an NFL player would have to this situation. But I think many people's issue with this is him determining what makes a real fan a real fan. And I understand that from multiple standpoints, there are different fans with different views on the team, different outlooks, different ways to approach this season, which is very tough for everybody. I think we could all agree as fans that this was not an ideal situation, whether you're rooting for the team right now, hoping they win, or whether you are, I guess, actively rooting for the team to lose so they have a better chance at Tua and building for the future. No one wants to be in this situation. Ideally, we would prefer to be a winning team that has a good system, that doesn't have to worry about these kind of things, but this is what happens now, and I think the frustration that the players have, they need to recognize that there's a ton of frustration that's built up with the fans for a very long period of time, much longer than most of them have even been around here for. So my approach to this is, who am I to say what makes a real fan and what kind of approach is the proper one to have? I think there's just different ways to approach it. What a real fan is to me is simply someone that's stuck around through these bad times, whether they were criticizing the team, whether they were, you know, hopefully optimistic, whether they were rooting for the team to be bad in order to improve in the future. There are just many different ways to approach this situation, and who am I to say what makes someone a real fan? That's my viewpoint on this issue. But if you're wondering about me personally, I can't really get myself to actively root for the team to lose. I'm more in a stage of acceptance, and I guess I would be kind of bummed out if the team missed out on Tua by a few losses or by one loss, but I'm not going out there turning on the TV and getting mad anytime they make a good play. And I do understand where Jerome Baker's coming from. But again, there are just plenty of different ways to show what makes you a real fan of the team. And who am I, or who is Jerome Baker, or who are any of these people to say what the proper way is to be a fan, especially when you have dedicated so much time to the team and potentially money and invested much more of your resources into it. Just who is anybody other than yourself to say what makes you a real fan of the team? Now we move on to the game between the Washington Redskins and the Miami Dolphins. Before we get into that, Josh Rosen was named the starter for the rest of the season by Coach Brian Flores, so you won't have to worry about the debate whether it's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick one week or whether it's going to be Josh Rosen. This is Josh Rosen's team for the rest of the season, barring any sort of injury, knock on wood. So we move on to the Washington Redskins, and before we discuss this game in particular, we have to look at the outlook, because many are calling this the Tua Bowl, because this is a battle of two of the worst teams, if not the two worst teams in the entire NFL. So the Redskins just fired their coach, Jay Gruden, and if you're looking at this from the standpoint, I know I said in a few episodes ago that I didn't think any other teams aside from the Redskins were really coming close to taking the first overall pick from the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins had some sort of distance when it came to being the worst teams, aside from everyone minus the Washington Redskins. That still stays true up until this point. The Washington Redskins are making it a lot more difficult to gauge which one could be the worst between the two. Now, if the Washington Redskins were to get the first overall pick, this could be a very similar situation to the one that we saw with the Arizona Cardinals. So this year, the Redskins took Dwayne Haskins, but then they fired their coach. So there is a very high likelihood that whoever comes in here is not going to want to base his whole tenure and risk it all on a franchise quarterback that wasn't even the guy he selected. So if the Washington Redskins were to get the first overall pick, that is a real threat to take Tua if that's the way that you are looking at this. And that's why many are referring to this as the Tua Bowl. So now we look into this game in particular. The Washington Redskins are a team that looked like their strength was going to be their defense. On paper, they still have a very strong looking defense, or at least a decent looking defense, but they have been severely underplaying. Their offensive side of the ball was expected to be the weaker side of this team, and that's how they've been playing. They've been forced to bounce around between quarterbacks. They had their most success with Case Keenum. He had a very, very poor outing against the Bears that led to Dwayne Haskins being put in and starting the following game. Haskins performed poorly, and then Colt McCoy performed poorly when he got the start. So there is just currently a carousel of quarterbacks right now, and they're going back with Case Keenum, who gave them the most success, and it wasn't by some wide stretch of the imagination, but he did, in my eyes, have the most success with the team. So I'm imagining in this game, the Washington Redskins would like to keep this game on the ground and out of Case Keenum's hands as much as possible. So this could be a big game from Adrian Peterson. Now, I will say the Dolphins have been doing a decent job at stopping the run at different times. I mean, the game against the Patriots, it looked like they had Sony Michel relatively in check. And then the game against the Los Angeles Chargers, from a running game perspective, they held Austin Eckler in check, but he had his success through the air. So I'm hoping the Dolphins are able to contain Adrian Peterson here, but I could see their other running back, Chris Thompson, take on more of an Austin Eckler sort of role like the Chargers did and use him effectively in the passing game. So I would be expecting a pretty decent game from Chris Thompson, the running back for the Washington Redskins. Now, something I'm looking at from the defensive side for the Dolphins and the offensive side for the Redskins is the rookie wide receiver Terry McLaurin, who has been extremely effective, has been near the top of all receivers in the NFL, not even just the rookies, but all receivers in the NFL, and has really carved out a role as the number one receiver on this team. Now, the Dolphins were reluctant to view Marquise Brown as the true number one receiver for the Ravens, and they didn't have Xavier Howard on him for much of the game until he was forced to do so. The Dolphins took a similar approach with Antonio Brown, having Jamal Wiltz and Eric Rowe on him for much of the game, and we saw what happened there. So I'm very curious to see how much respect the Dolphins are going to place on this rookie from Ohio State, Terry McLaurin, who is just a speedster and can definitely break it big over the top, as well as in the intermediate game. I'm very curious to see, again, just how much respect they're going to put, and if they're going to have Xavien Howard shadowing him for much of the game. Because aside from him, there aren't really many threats on this Washington Redskins offense. There's also Paul Richardson, who is a solid wide receiver, but a lot of it was hinging on Jordan Howard, who unfortunately looks like his career is going to be over. He was a key role in this Washington Redskins offense for years. He couldn't get healthy for this year, and that really left them in just a massive hole on this offense. There is just a huge lack of weapons on this Washington Redskins offense that could lead to this being a solid outing for the Miami Dolphins defense, which has had some decent flashes. Now we go to the offensive side of the ball, and I'm going to be looking again to see if there's some more success from the offensive line, because there were moments in that last game where Josh Rosen had some time to throw and it looked pretty nice. And I'm very curious to see again if this could hold up against a defense that has been playing poorly, but has that strength on paper to turn it around and potentially have an outing that is contradictive to the ones they have had so far this season. So I'm looking at the offensive line, seeing if this could buy some time for Josh Rosen, and we could see some more nice throws on his part. Another thing I'm going to be looking for is this going to be a big game from Kenyon Drake, because it seems like the Miami Dolphins have finally kind of given up on this idea that Kalen Ballage should be the one getting the majority of the touches, and finally Kenyon Drake is handling a very big workload. So now, the put the ball in his hands and he could do some magical things. On top of that, the offensive line actually opened up some decent enough holes where he was making some things happen. Now, again, this is a Washington Redskins defense that has been struggling. I'm looking to see if Kenyon Drake has some huge plays in this game and has his first real big performance of the 2019 season. I think that is pretty likely given the matchup in this one. Now, as for the outcome of this game, really, it's a coin toss. I really cannot decide which ones are the favorites. The Redskins come into this game as the favorites, but I just have this gut feeling that this may be a game that the Dolphins win. These are a tale of two different teams that are both very bad. The Dolphins, on one hand, have a severe lack of talent throughout the roster, but it seems like they are coming together more and more, and the coaching and the structure is coming along a little bit better each and every week. Whereas you look at the Washington Redskins side, and they have a bit more talent on the roster, but where they're struggling is the structure. They just fired their coach. It seems like every week they begin to unravel more and more. Despite them having more talent than the Miami Dolphins, they continue to play just as poorly. So this is a tale of two different teams, and you could make the case for either team winning this game. I mean, like I said, there is more talent on the Redskins team. They are capable of connecting these dots and maybe stringing together their first good game of the season. And then the Dolphins have been connecting their own dots very slowly, but if they're able to put it together for four quarters of football, then maybe they can sneak away with a win in this game against a Washington Redskins team that is just a mess right now. So, like I said, this is a coin toss. I have no expectations for who's going to win or who's going to lose. I just don't think it'll be a blowout for either side on this field. So, guys, that's how I'm going to wrap up this episode. As always, you can follow me on Twitter. That is at Shady Steven. I do have a Dolphins-focused podcast where I talk about the rest of the NFL as well. That is at Via The Source if you want to check it out. And if you haven't already, follow Dolphins Talk on Twitter. That is at Dolphins Talk. And go to DolphinsTalk.com to stay updated on all the news about the Miami Dolphins. Guys, as always, it was a pleasure to be your host. Feel free to send questions and your thoughts. I would love to hear from you guys. Until next time, though, I'm Steven Masso, and this was your DolphinsTalk.com daily podcast.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.